This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing and the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I just got off the phone today talking to one of my clients, and he was asking me about direct mail. Now, whether you like direct mail, whether you can do direct mail or you can't, you think it's unethical or you love it, that's not the point. I'm going to give you some lessons that came out of the conversation, regardless of what marketing you do or don't do. So we were talking about this attorney's direct mail campaign. He does DUI and criminal defense, and he's mailing on DUI, okay? He tried a postcard, and he offered people zero down to start their case because he had financing available. And he told me, you know, I got plenty of calls, but none of the clients were any good. None of them could get financing, and they were all real low-quality clients, the ones that he got, and he wasn't happy with the results. So he said, what do I do? So we talked about different messages that he can do and different formats, etc. But here's some of the important things that came out of the conversation. So we came to a point where he said, I told him, don't put your website on the postcard. He said, why not? I said, you got to realize when you send people online, they're now in a bazaar of attorneys that are everywhere swirling around them. They can touch or click or look at reviews and get distracted and wander off and never come back to your website, never come back to, you know, your message. So I said, you don't want to do that. You want them just to call you on the phone, have the phone number, and nothing else. Believe me, people know how to go on the web and look at stuff. Everyone's got a smartphone in their hand. So the last thing you want to do is send them into that environment, that swamp or that Grand Central Station, and have them get distracted and, you know, not call you and not, you know, potentially become a client. So now when you look at the types of leads you get, tell me which kind of leads are better, email leads or phone leads. Phone are almost always a million times better because the person's in an isolated environment. They're talking to you on the phone. They don't have you know, stuff on the web to distract them, banners, Facebook messages, tweets, texts from friends, etc. So the first message here is the web is a very, very distracting place. One of your jobs is to get people from the web off of the web and talking to you on the phone. We're talking to you in some kind of channel where these distractions won't get them. So that's lesson number one. Then we go back to talking about his message. So he realized, you know, oh, by offering people, you know, zero money down and all that, I got a lot of calls, but no really good cases, all junk. So now think about your messaging. Are you looking for the cheapest clients? Are you offering the lowest rates? Are you offering discounts and payment plans? Well, that may get you business, but it may get you bad business. So you may not want to go real high-end and have a huge price and a huge barrier to people, but you also don't want to go very low-end and just have a lay-down and let them work with you for nothing. I know this is obvious, fine, but most people are somewhere in the middle, and there's places and there's ways to move your positioning a bit higher on the ladder and a bit lower on the ladder. So what I would suggest is don't offer discounts, don't offer that kind of stuff. And then you may say, all right, well, how do I attract more people? Well, work on your messaging. Here's a couple ways how, and I'm going to talk about this postcard again. So this guy does DUI. I said, here's an idea for the postcard that I've tried before for direct mail and for website copy that works. So you don't just do DUI. You do DUI for high BAC clients. You do DUI with bodily injury, with accidents, DUI for drugs versus alcohol, DUI for alcohol only. DUI under 21, DUI on federal land, second DUI, third, fourth, fifth DUI, DUI where you failed the breath test, where you failed the roadside test. There's probably like 30 different kinds of DUIs that people can get. So you tell me what sounds better. Oh, I defend people arrested for DUI, or, hey, I've done well over 1,000 cases, and I work with all these flavors and kinds of DUI. Well, second one's a lot better because chances are your potential client, their situation mimicked one of these things in your laundry list. And if they see all the different kinds of DUI cases you've done, and yes, this works for injury and divorce and all that stuff, it's not just DUI, they're much more likely to say, oh, this attorney has handled something very similar to my situation. Maybe they can help me. And you're much more likely to get that call or that email or that lead. And if you get that call, or that email, or that lead, well, now you've got a whack at them. You've got a chance to convert them. So taking your messaging and making it much more specific really will help you. Now, if this is a problem for you, let's say you do family law and you just can't mentally translate this from DUI to family law. Let me help you out for a sec. So family law, what can you say? Well, you can do divorce with high asset, long-term divorce, divorce with children, without children, divorce, for a second marriage with children from a previous marriage, emergency removals, divorce and domestic violence, divorce for self-employed people, et cetera, et cetera. So you can, you can really segment that well. Auto accidents, auto accident with death, bodily injury, soft tissue injury, high speed, rear end, side, front accident, no insurance, uninsured driver, out-of-country driver, bad weather conditions, etc. All these things can be differentiated for auto accidents as well. So for any practice area you're in, you can differentiate your messaging. Believe me, there's ways to do it. I wanted to give you some examples on how you would do it. So, without going too long, let's go for one more lesson that I learned from talking with this attorney. So he wants to, do more of these mailings, and he wants to do a postcard. And I said, why don't you do a letter? Why? Well, with a letter, there's a lot more real estate in it. You can put multiple pages in it. You could put maybe a monogrammed pen in there. You can do all kinds of stuff, and you get a lot more time and resources to get someone's attention and get their interest. A postcard, you only have so much room. So I told him, for instance, why don't you have 5 or 6 testimonials in the different kinds of DUI that you've defended, and then say, could you be one of my next, success stories? Again, doesn't matter the practice area, you can do this. The lesson here is the more real estate, the more time and attention someone spends on your material, whether it's on your website or on the phone or anywhere, the more likely they are to become a client. So let's translate this. So someone gets on the phone with you and you do a 5-minute consult and you say, well, every situation is different. You just got to come into the office. Okay, that could be somewhat effective versus spending 25 minutes on the phone detailing the possible things you think could happen, the possible outcomes, what their options are, really getting to know this person and getting comfortable with them. Guess what? Who is going to turn into a client more often? The person you spent more time with. And I see this directly from all of our clients. The ones that spend more time on the phone have more mental real estate to get into that person's head and convert them. So that's another lesson from the postcard versus letter debate. So without going on and on, these are just 3 of the lessons that we got from this discussion. I wanted to share them with you and have you apply this to your legal practice and your marketing to help you grow here in 2017. If you need help doing this, if you need help brainstorming, going through this thought process and implementing these strategies and more, then call us, 888-225-8594, or you can email me, rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.